I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The cyclone that hit Myanmar, also known as Burma, 2.5 weeks ago, killed nearly 80,000 people. More than 50,000 are missing. What has compounded the disaster has been the extraordinarily slow reaction of Burmese authorities. They've been reluctant to accept anything like the international aid needed to help the victims. But today, Myanmar promised it will accept significantly more assistance from abroad. There's a hitch, though. The government wants the aid channeled through Asian personnel and organizations. Jean-Sébastien Macht is in Yangon. He's the emergency coordinator for Doctors Without Borders there. He calls the situation on the ground quite worrying.
We still don't have any authorization for international staff to go on the ground. We have to work with the national staff, which are definitely doing an amazing job, but they're not as experienced, let's say, as international staff in those kind of situations. We have to take much more time to train them for the medical staff and for the logistic to provide clean water, purified water, and do distribution. So it's quite complicated. Transport is difficult. Communication with the field is close to impossible. We're navigating almost blindly.
When you say you're navigating almost blindly, could you give us an example when you're relying on local Burmese in the hardest hit areas to do the job that you would like some of your people to be doing who have been brought in from the outside? What does that mean? Give me one example.
Well, just in a matter of supply, I don't always know how many people they have to do the distribution, so I don't know how to support them on this side. I don't know how many villages there is in the area, how many people did receive or not receive. It's really not easy.
So then how do you make decisions? For instance, today, what kind of situation were you faced with where there might have been some kind of a supply that you had to get to one of these remote areas, and how did you go about doing it?
Well, we're trying to go with plastic sheeting so that the people can have some shelter. People are still gathered a lot together, and there's not a lot of food. Even close to a big city like Bugale, you make a few kilometers and the people still didn't receive anything.
So just to put a finer point on it, any supply, medical supplies, food, shelter, the plastic sheeting that you're talking about as part of shelter, anything that has to come from the urban areas to these outlying areas, how is it getting there?
Well, so far we were able to get 160 ton by cargo here in Yangon, and then we're sending it by truck to the main cities, and from the main cities we put it in small local boats, try to provide some kind of a package with plastic sheeting, mosquito net, soap, distribute in the village and in the surrounding.
You and your colleagues may have heard already that the Burmese government is going to accept more foreign aid, but it needs to go through Asian intermediaries. What do you make of that?
Well, so far we're able to use our material without any problem. There's a humanitarian coordinator from the UN that is in the country now. So we hope that we are going to get some more space in the coming hours. We really need to shift in second gear from now on. It's already 17 days after the catastrophe. Still some people didn't get any relief. Situation is, let's say, critical. Much, much, much more effort needs to be done.
Jean-Sébastien Mat is the emergency coordinator for Doctors Without Borders, speaking to us from Yangon in Myanmar. Thank you, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.